Now, part two. A chase across continents. The trail of the gold plates led Lord Seagone to Marrakesh.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir.
I should think so, too.
Information led me to a coffee house just off the main caravan route, where outside the sun purged the streets of shade. Inside, all was cool and jasmined. In an alhambrum tessellated forecourt, a fountain played on the purple water lilies. Couched in lattice recesses, purdered Tuareg beauties attended local sheikhs. I was conducted to a low Moroccan coffee table. My attendant wore the bleached robes of a nomad Arab. His burnous was contained with a rope of black camel hair. At his waist, a curved hedge's dagger protruded from his cummerbund. He bowed low, touched his forehead in time-honored Islamic salute, and spoke.
The boiled fish and the rice pudding's off, mate.
I see. Your accent is familiar, oh, Arab prince.
Yeah, no, I went to college in Cambridge, oh, English mate.
What are you studying?
Cockney. I got it off Pat.
Did you?
He didn't mind.
Bully for Pat. Now tell me, oh, Arab prince, have you ever heard of a Hercules grit pipe thin?
What's he used for?
A name. A name called Hercules grit pipe thin.
Bit of a mouthful, innit?
I agree, but do you know a man who was called by it?
I knows a bald-headed old woman called Rattler Blots.
No, that doesn't sound like him.
The son of Rattler Blots and his quartet, Ray Linton, all the way from London.